Hey, what's going on? Welcome to a new episode of the Practical Podcast. This is episode number 3. Wow, it's pretty cool. You know, the third episode already. Today I got a little quick episode for you. Just a quick bite of some knowledge and maybe some comedy. I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good today. I just got a little break between some stuff that I'm working on for my business. And I just want to do a little quick episode. So I got a nice question from a reader. And it's something that I recently experienced as well. So I was like, you know, why not just talk about it? Let's do a little episode. And before we get into it, how are you? How's everything going? Everything all right? How's your week? Are you sitting there in your cubicle or in your office or just on your run maybe, on your break, eating a sandwich by yourself and watching or listening to this episode? I don't know. Whatever you're doing, I hope you're doing fine. And so this quick episode, I'm going to talk about one thing that we all experience in our life, and that's criticism. I've never seen a person or met a person who said, you know, I've never experienced criticism. Because if you've never experienced criticism, you've probably never been out there in the world. Because I honestly, if you go out and do things, start businesses or get a job or try to break through as a musician or you want to write or whatever it is what you want to do, there's always someone with an opinion. And often there are even people with opinions that you don't even want to have their opinion, but they still give it to you anyway. So this question is a little bit related to that. So let's go. Let me read it for you. It says, "Hey, Darius, I just started a business. And the other day, one of my friends said it's a waste of time because he doesn't like the product. And I like to say that I don't care. But in the back of my mind, I still think, oh, maybe I should have changed my product. Or maybe I should change my product." Yeah, that's it. So let me tell you a quick story. Just yesterday, I received an email from a reader. And she said, "I don't like podcasts. I hate them. And I think you're wasting your time by starting a podcast." She emailed me just out of the blue and just said she doesn't like podcasts. And for that reason, I should quit. And that's the weirdest thing, right? And I really laughed at that email because, you know, it doesn't make sense at all. It would be the same as, you know, if, like, I don't like the news, right? That I would go to my local news channel. I would be like, "Yo, guys, I don't like the news. I really hate it. I think you guys should quit." And this example is so ridiculous that you don't even have to listen to it. But it's basically the same, because when your friend says, you know, "I think your product is a waste, is not good, and I won't use it," you're wasting your time. That's that person looking at your product from his or her point of view. And here's the thing. When people do that, they just give an opinion, and that's all there is. They've not done any research. They don't rely on results. And that's something, when you get criticism, because that's what it is, basically, you don't have to take it seriously. All you can do is listen to it and move on. And like you say, I like to say that I don't care, but deep down you do, right? And I think this is something, when we experience this, and, you know, when I receive, not maybe this one, but sometimes when I receive criticism, I also think, you know, maybe I should do things differently. But I think that's actually a good thing. I don't think that's a bad thing, because I think even if you don't get criticism, you should give yourself criticism and always rethink everything you do. Because if you don't rethink things, then you might just continue doing one thing one way, and maybe you find out this is not a good thing at all. Now, maybe your friend says, "Oh, this product is bad." Maybe there is something about it. I don't know. We just have to be critical about it. But when we're in the middle of it, when we're in the middle of, you know, starting a career as an entrepreneur, or when you want to do creative things, right? Then there's often a lot of people in your environment who will say you're wasting your time, right? And I'm sure if you are doing something that people don't agree with, like your parents or your family or your friends, they always say, they look at it from their own perspective, right? And they say, "Oh, I have a steady job, and you're doing something else, they will say, oh, I wouldn't do this. But that you are not them, right? That's something you always have to be mindful of, that you are not another person. You are you, and you can listen to it. But I definitely don't think it's a bad thing, criticism. I think it's a good thing, because you can have some time to reevaluate things, just think about it, and just be very, you know, very practical about it. Just look at the facts, look at the research. So for instance, if someone says to me, oh, you know, why are you starting a podcast? It's a waste of your time. I say, well, what, you don't even know what my reason is to start a podcast, right? So for me, and this is what I've written before, is I see a lot of new things as practice. So when I'm making this podcast, it's for me to practice how to speak to other people and just, you know, have an entertaining 10, 20 or 30 minutes. And that for me is practice. But at the same time, it's also a way to share knowledge and share ideas with other people and add value. So it's a win-win situation. I'm not trying to make money off this thing, you know. I just try to share ideas and try to improve myself. So that's how the way I look at it. But if I had different reasons, then maybe it was a waste of time. If I want to be a millionaire, honestly, don't start a podcast to become a millionaire. No, not everyone's Tim Ferriss, right? So you can probably become a millionaire with a podcast. You can, you know, become a millionaire with basically everything. But it depends on how you approach it. Like, I'm not going to approach it that way. So you always have to be clear on what you're doing, right? And see things for what they are. Look at the facts. Because when we become too emotional about things, that's when we start doubting ourselves. And of course, we're emotional human beings, you know. It's what it is. But at the same time, I think we also have to train ourselves to become more critical and become more analytical and look at facts. So that's how I would deal with it. That's actually how I deal with it. And I challenge you to find your own way, you know, find your own way to deal with criticism, because it will always be there. You know, people will always challenge you. People will always question what you do. Some people have bad intentions. Some people have good intentions. Doesn't matter what it is. Just know what you're doing and be decisive about it, but also be open to new ideas and look at yourself reevaluate. That's all I'm saying, you know. But at the same time, also know that self-doubt is a bad thing. And if you experience it, address it head on. Just figure out why that is. All right. This was a quick little, you know, podcast. Just no editing, because that's what I also wanted to do. I'm just trying to switch things up a little bit, because when I do long episodes, I just ramble, right? And then I say a lot of weird stuff, and I have to edit it in the end. And that's what I don't want to do, because it's costing me a lot of time. I do enjoy these, you know, little podcasts and just talking to you, see how you're doing. So if you have any questions, just hit me up, and I will talk to you next week in a new episode. Take care.